Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Show. We are broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is March 26, 2020. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time in the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make your choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, use your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, text me at 316-619-4886. You can always find all the updates, everything you need, at prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on some FM, and so pray about supporting airtime. Let's thank our listener base in Guyana, London, Japan, and in the United States, such as San Jose, California, Boston, Massachusetts, Portland, Oregon. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, a prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your night goes according to your will, not our will, Father, and give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, some think the coronavirus is a part of prophecy. Most prophecy folks are saying nothing at all about it. At least those that are generally outspoken. So what is next? Well, I know someone who definitely feels he knows what's next. And maybe it's not just Corona that we should be paying attention to. So let's listen together and see what he has to say. I'm talking about Stan Johnson, who with his wife founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying prophecy 40 years and has been teaching it 30 years, which qualifies him for doing a daily radio program for 25 years. He's hosted over 160 speakers, making 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy. Personally, he's recorded 37 prophecy DVDs and has memorized the book of Revelation. A man clearly of many hats, as he's also the president and CEO of the Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. He has an important message for us tonight, so let's listen together and see what Stan has to say. But are you there, Stan?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm always glad to hear from you. Back to you.
Well, let me start with a prayer. Lord, I ask that you would give me the right words to say. Don't let me say the wrong words. Cause people to tune in and listen and respond and help us to know and recognize truth. Lord, we ask you to show us the deep and secret things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I'm going to start with a couple of what we call rhetorical questions. In other words, obviously you can't answer. I don't expect you to answer. But the first question is, what starts the seven-year tribulation? What starts it? Could it be that the whole world could possibly just slide right into this last 7-year period and not even realize we're in it? Well, if it were to start, how would we know? What would we look for, or what would we listen for to be able to recognize that the last 7 years, the 7-year tribulation, had arrived? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about for the first segment. Daniel 9:27 gives us a hint, but it's only a hint. But there's better than a hint in the next scripture. Daniel 9:27 says, "And he," speaking of the Antichrist, "shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." Well, that's not telling us a whole lot. So there is some kind of an agreement signed. Well, the Senate just passed the third bill giving $2 billion to individuals and businesses to help them with the coronavirus. Now, whether this is a covenant, I don't know, but it is, well, Trump says it's one of the biggest things that's ever happened in the United States and maybe even in the world. $2 billion given to individuals and businesses. Now, that's only the hint. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. However, there's something better. Revelation 6:1 says, And when I saw the Lamb, when opened one of the seals, here it is, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Now, what is that noise of thunder? This is John the Revelator 2,000 years ago on the island of Patmos, and he described the sound he heard as the noise of thunder. However, back in 2000, we had Ken Peters come in. He spoke to the Prophecy Club, made a DVD called I Saw the Tribulation, available, of course, at prophecyclub.com, or watch instantly at watchprophecyclub.com. He says the dream started, and by the way, so far as I know, no one has ever complained about this. Everyone that hears this believes that he had a vision of the future, where he lived through the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. He said the dream started with a very, 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 he uses very 3 times there, a very loud noise. He says it sounded like a car horn from the 70s. It was extremely loud and very ear-piercing, and it lasted for a long time. I was looking down from the heavens on the earth, and I was able to see very clearly many cemeteries. I was brought very close to these graveyards, and very unusual thing happened to me, that the ground was simply breaking open and people were coming out of the graves. He says, I saw dead people resurrecting from the graves. I saw no living people go anywhere. What was unusual was that one cemetery plot would have a person come out of the dirt, and the next one to it would not. They launched out of the dirt. It was very violent. He says it was though an explosion was in the grave. I literally saw dirt flying, and I saw this all over the globe. Their clothes they were wearing were like choir robes with a cloak hanging off of them. These people came out in the middle of the day, yet they were glimmering. Their robes and their bodies were brighter than the sun. I could see the brightness of these people shining out. Although their robes were similar, the men appeared very, very masculine, and the women appeared very, very feminine. Then, all of the television, the telephones, radio communications around the globe were all shut down for about 2 weeks. After about 2 weeks, they began to come back on. People asked me what could cause such a shutdown. He says, well, in 1991, Santa Barbara, California newspaper had an article in it. It said that a single high-altitude nuclear blast could bombard the continental United States with electromagnetic rays and cripple civil and military electronics from light bulbs to computers. This pulse would last only a fraction of a second. Even a modest single explosion EMP attack on the U.S. would devastate us as a modern society. These electronics shut down. It lasted for about 2 weeks. After about 2 weeks, the electronics began to start back up. However, it was completely different than it was in the previous time. He said the next broadcasts after this were broadcasts everywhere, and it was depicting the same program, and they were talking about a soon-to-come new government and new leadership. They said a new man would be emerging to lead us. Now, what starts the tribulation again? Okay, well, some kind of a big agreement. Now, I don't know that what our Senate just agreed to is heading to the House, and Trump has already said he's going to sign it. I don't know that that's the one. But it is interesting. Hang on to that thought. Now, we're also, could it be that what Ken described as a 1970 car horn is the same thing that John the Revelator 2,000 years ago described as the noise of thunder. Could it be that they're talking about the same event? And could it be that what shuts down all of the electronics is that opening of the first seal? You see, one of the things that God spoke to me audibly when I was memorizing the book of Revelation, he said the seven seals play over 7 years. The seven trumpets play over 7 months. The seven vials play over 7 days. So that first seal opening is the start of the tribulation. Now, if we knew when that was going to happen, we would know 7 years later that Jesus is going to return. And we would also, that is, if you have my book and understand what's in the book, we would know the month and also the day he would return. Now, we still won't know the hour, except that we know that he returns after sundown because he comes as a thief in the night. But if we can possibly hear the opening of that first seal, maybe we'll be able to recognize that we are in the tribulation. Benjamin Fulford, just this past week, says, and this is BenjaminFulford.net, part of his article, one paragraph, since the pandemic show and computer graphics may soon stop fooling people, MI6 and CIA sources say, the next phase will involve, oh, listen to this, a giant magnetic pulse will pass through Mother Gaia, or the Earth, within a week. This will cause a temporary shutdown of the Internet and mobile phone communications, MI6, that's English military intelligence, MI6 sources say. So, what's going on? Could it be that these guys know something? Well, Matthew 24:7 does say, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. Pestilences in divers places. Now, a person may be thinking, oh, what rubbish. Well, maybe not. You see, April 12th, well, that's first fruits, isn't it? That's 17 days from today. Well, why is that important? Well, you remember when Jesus ascended, this was 40 days after first fruits. He arose from the dead on first fruits. Jesus was the first fruits of them that slept. And the angels standing beside them turned to these men as they watched Jesus go up into the sky, and they said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you to heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Now, one of the revelations that I got when I memorized the book of Revelation is that Jesus actually is going to come back 2 more times. The next time he's going to come back is on first fruits. You see, he arose on first fruits. And when he arose on first fruits, that stopped the prophetic time clock. Stopped it. Then, inserted about 2,000 or so years, he is going to return again on the next first fruits. How do you know that, Stan? Because Revelation 14:1 says, I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon the Mount Zion. Not the Mount of Olives, the Mount Zion. And with him 144,000, having his father's name written in the foreheads. Now, for me to explain that more, just too deep, you got to get my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. But the point is, the next time Jesus returns, he will return on first fruits with 144,000. He will walk around with 144,000 for about 50 days. Then on Pentecost, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Not the first time. Because the day that Jesus came out of the grave, as you recall, there was about 500 people that also came out of the graves on that same day. And they walked all over the city of Jerusalem. Sounds kind of like first fruits coming again, doesn't it? So, first fruits, Jesus came out of the grave. People came out of the grave with him, walked around. He's going to return again on first fruits with 144,000, and these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. So he walks all around for about 50 days, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Arise out of the graves, only the dead. Arise out of the graves on Pentecost, and we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb is not about us. The marriage supper of the Lamb is about the groom. We get a wedding garment, and then 4 months later, when we return with him on trumpets, we get a white horse. However, Jesus is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He changes from being the Lamb of God to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He changes from being the Prince of the Kings of the Earth to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He He has given many crowns and a vesture dipped in his own sacrifice blood and a white horse. 4 months later, or about 4 months later, on trumpets is the great harvest. That's when he returns as the lion with the barley and the wheat harvest, and he uses the morning star to burn up all the tares. This is in him returning as a thief in the night. In the evening tide they are, Isaiah 17:14, and in the morning they are not. And in one evening, he uses the morning star, which is a light sword like a laser beam coming out of his mouth. He brandishes the sword. He uses the rod to smite the nations. And as Matthew 24 says, as lightning shineth even from the east unto the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, that light sword, that morning star flashing through the sky, as it is hitting all of the tares, burns them all up. They fall to the ground in a pile of ashes and bones, and killing both body and soul. The other two angels with him use the sharp sickles, and they slash the grapes, and that's when the blood comes out of the winepress, even under the horse bridles for the space of 1,600 furlongs. So, now, what is all that talking about? Well, could it be that this next April 12th could be the day, and I'm asking, I'm not telling you, God has not told me that this is going to happen then. Could it be that that's the day, the next first fruits, that that trumpet is going to sound? Could it be? Well, maybe not. Well, but maybe it could be. And as a watchman, if I see a sword come, I'm commanded by Ezekiel 33:6 to warn the people. So let's talk about that a second. What is April 8? Well, that's Passover. Now, you recall Jesus was crucified Passover afternoon, and then he had to be in the grave before the sun went down because that evening was Passover, because Jesus was our Passover lamb. But let's get back to the days of Moses. In the days of Moses, on Passover, was the last of the plagues, and that's when the firstborn were killed because they didn't have the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. And then, about midnight, the Pharaoh called him in and said, "Get out. Take all your people with you. Go." And Moses sent his people out, and they gathered gold, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They got blessings in great abundance. In other words, on Passover was the completion or the stopping of all of the plagues. Did you hear what President Trump just said yesterday and also the day before? He said he thought that this coronavirus might, he was very careful not to say for sure, he said this coronavirus might stop on Easter. Well, what's Easter? Well, this year, Easter is April 12th. Now, to the world, it's Easter. But to our Christians that follow the feasts especially, it's first fruits. Does President Trump know something we don't know? Could it be that he knows that they're going to come up with some kind of a solution? Or maybe it's a God thing. I don't know. But could it be that the plagues and the blessings of Moses' day are about to repeat? And could it be that this repeating is something very, very important? So could it be that the coronavirus stops on April the 8th, which is Passover, and that same evening that the great wealth transfer takes place? Wealth transfer? What wealth transfer? Well, I'm going to read you some scriptures here, or some prophecies here in just a second, but Proverbs 13:22 says that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Well, that has never been fulfilled in all of humanity that I'm aware of. So that's an unfulfilled prophecy. Could it be that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just is about to take place on or about the weekend of April 8 through 12? Could it be that the coronavirus stops that same Passover evening, and blessings for the Christians start that evening? What blessings? All right, if you have been listening to our president over the last two or three days, he has been basically, with this whole coronavirus fix that the Senate just passed and now is going to the House of Representatives, he's already said he's going to sign. If you listen to what he's saying that he's going to give free money to individuals and businesses. Some may have to pay it back, but most won't. In other words, he's throwing blessings left. He's throwing money right. Could this be the wealth of the wicked turned over to the just? It very well. Look, $2 billion? No one's asking the big question. Trump, where'd you get $2 billion? You want to tell me where you got $2 billion? No one's asked that question. But yet we see even Nancy Pelosi goes in and agrees to the thing. Yes, she throws a bunch of stupid stuff on it, but she's agreeing to it. So let's go back to Moses. So Moses is that the plague stop, and then about midnight he's told to leave, that he sends the children of Israel out, and they get gold and silver and great big abundance. 3 days later, they're now at the crossing side of the Red Sea. Moses holds up his staff, Red Sea parts, and they change. They move from Egypt, from the land of sin, from the land of poverty and bondage, and they move into the promised land. So could it be that on this next first fruits, since Jesus arose on first fruits, he returns the next time on first fruits, could it be on first fruits is the sounding of the trumpet or the opening of the first seal? Now, please, I'm not saying it is, and God has not told me. As a matter of fact, I've heard no one else saying this. But as a watchman, I'm simply saying I see something. I see something that could, there's too many things lining up. There's too many things lining up for me not to say something. Do I know that this is the tribulation starting? No, I do not. Am I guessing? No, I don't even think I say a guess. But when I see this many things lining up, and here's what I'm talking about, Sundar Salvarej has been saying for the last 2 or 3 years, the present pope is the false prophet. Okay, so here's the so. 9/27 of 2018.
Okay, Stan. We're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds. So please tell them where to find you, and we'll come back and get right back into it, please.
The fastest, easiest, best way to follow Prophecy Club is to pick up your iPhone or your smartphone and go to the App Store and download the Prophecy Club app. That's the fastest, easiest way to listen to us. Our website is prophecyclub.com. Also, go and check out the Prophecy Club channel on YouTube.
Yeah, amen. And you have three really good videos over there that you just released. Basically, I think it's three. I know I've seen two of them. But anyway, folks, check them out, get the app, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
what would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
We are told in 1 John 3:4 that sin is the transgression of the law. Yet there are many today who would lead us to believe that certain of the Ten Commandments should be disregarded. Jesus warns, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." The Greek word translated iniquity in the statement, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity," is anomia, which means transgression of or against the law. In 1 John 3:4, the same Greek word is used. Sin is anomia, the transgression of the law. There is only one group of people that call Jesus Lord, those calling themselves Christians. Jesus tells us that there will come a day when many will question, "Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" It is sad to consider the fact that many will be told, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that transgress my laws." I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Kaplan. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. We are listening to some prophecy with Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. But first, folks, remember that we're still out there and we're not shut down. We're helping the poor, giving out food, hygiene, and other things, Bibles, you name it. We're giving out to the poor. If you don't, so pray about supporting what we're doing at the Wichita Mission Church. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime as you are listening to radio, and that's how we stay on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. Call and give a donation over the phone. Find everything you need at prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Stan Johnson. If he hasn't left us, are you still there, Stan?
Here.
All right. We'll get right back into this. You got me on my seat, or on the edge of it, rather.
Okay. Well, Sundar Salvage says the present pope is the false prophet. As I was saying, so what? Well, 9/27 of 2018, an article appeared in the newspapers. It says Declaration of Friendship Across Religions is scheduled September 2020. It says world's most prominent religious leaders invited the Peace Palace in The Hague to combat division, hatred, and intolerance. Basically, the pope is calling for a world religion. Now, why is that important? 10-14 December 2001, Terry Bennett says that he had the angel Gabriel come and visit him over a five-day period. He showed him much of the future, and he said that he divided the 21 years into 3 7-year periods. Now, I'm going to skip a whole lot, and I'm going to get right to it. He was told from the years 2022 to 2028 will be the rise of the Antichrist or the beast and the one world religion. He said what is coming is called the New World Order, but behind it is the spirit of the Antichrist and the false prophet and a one world religion. He says, I was told that it would be a combination of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. One world religion would be presented as a solution that will bring peace when in reality it's going to be compromised, a mixture offered by Satan to turn the world away from the absoluteness that Jesus Christ is the only way to go to heaven. Anybody who refuses to accept the new world religion will be labeled a radical terrorist and a threat to world peace. As it goes forward, it will move to murder, as we all know. We're going to skip more. Now let's talk about the year 2020. 2020 just happens to be 400 years from the signing of the Mayflower Compact. What's that? Well, before our forefathers even got off the Mayflower boat, that day, they filled out and signed something called a Mayflower Compact. This was an agreement with God to start a new nation for, quote, the furtherance of the Christian faith. Shane Warren says that there is a 400-year judgment cycle, and he says that America's judgment arrives in 2020, which just happens to be exactly 400 years from the Mayflower Compact. 2020 is also 40 years from when the angel first visited Dimitri Dudeman and told him that America is the mystery of Babylon, and the entire chapter of Revelation 18 is talking about America, and God has decided to punish America with fire, and the fall of America would start with an internal revolution started by the communists. 2021 is the year Terry Bennett says that Gabriel told him that America will fall. Now, if you put all that together, one says the tribulation start in 2022, the fall of America is in 2020, the 400 years says 2020, the 40 years says 2020, Terry Bennett says 2021. Now, that doesn't exactly agree, but over a 6,000-year period, going all the way back to Adam, and if we're talking about within a year or two, see, I'm not trying to set a date. What I am trying to say is we are in the ballpark, and it could be that April the 12th of this year, it could be that we will hear that horn honk long and loud, see those graves burst open, and all the electronics shut off. Let's put it this way. If that had happened yesterday, almost no one on the globe would even know what happened. But now, since you've been hearing this broadcast, if it happens, and I said if, I do not know that it's going to happen, but if it happens, now you'll say, wait, honey, come here. I can tell you what just happened. Let me tell you what just happened. The first seal just opened. Now let's talk about cows. Two cows. One black and white cow that was born on September 24th of 2014. However, it was first released to the public on September 25th of 2014. So what's September 25th of 2014? Well, it just happens to be a Shemitah. Now, as Pastor Dan can tell you, there are sabbatical years. In other words, this particular Shemitah is talking about a 7-year period. So when you say a Shemitah, you're talking about a 7-year period. It's one word that basically is talking about 7 years. And a second solid red cow was born also on September 25th of 2014. Now, the interesting part is both of these cows have a big 7 right between their eyes. Now, the red cow is kind of a scribbled 7, but the black and white cow, oh, it's a pristine, perfect 7. It looks like a typewriter 7. What does that mean? Is that just a coincidence? Is that just something to just be ignored? Or could it be a prophecy? Well, if it's a coincidence, we can ignore it. But what if God is showing us what's coming? If it is a prophecy, then what's it saying? Well, the black and white cow, if it's a prophecy, with a nice pristine 7 on his forehead, would be saying, well, there are 7 years of plenty starting September 25th of 2014. And the solid red cow with a scribbled 7 on his forehead would be saying there's another second set of 7 years, which would be famine. as was outlined in the example of the seven good cows and the seven bad cows, like the seven good ears of corn followed by the seven bad ears of corn, prophesying 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine, as was with Joseph and the Pharaoh. So the 7 years of famine, well, that would start on the next Shemitah, which would be exactly 7 years later, which just happens to be September 26th of 2001. See, we're not exactly accurate here. Not everything is lining up, but we're close enough to where if we hear a long, loud blast and graves burst open and all the electronics turn off, whether it's in the next 2 weeks or the next 2 years, at this point, we'll know. And that's the point I'm trying to get across. Terry Bennett's date says 2022 would be the start of the tribulation, though let me give you a disclaimer. He did not say that that was the tribulation. But everything he says that is the tribulation. Here's something else that doesn't exactly agree, but it still says we're close. Tom Horn had a vision at 2 a.m. He was shown a giant space rock, an asteroid moving through space at 28,000 miles an hour. Suddenly, he was back on the earth again, surrounded by tens of thousands of people on a mountain. They were all running for their lives, including him. People were everywhere screaming and begging for God to deliver them from what is coming. He says, I watched this fiery mountain entering the atmosphere, burning as it comes through the atmosphere, breaking apart as it comes through the atmosphere. A huge part of it strikes the ocean. A huge part of it strikes the earth. And all of a sudden, the earth is shaking so violently that none of us could even stand up. We are all knocked off of our feet. It was the most horrific thing. I can hear this terrible sound as if the earth is literally cracking. The mantle of the earth is breaking apart. I look over my shoulder, and this giant wall of water, enormous tsunami, hundreds of feet tall, is coming up and covering over the top of this mountain. And again, everybody is trying to run. Then these large hands reached down and lifted me up into space. Now I'm looking down on the earth, and the waters are boiling beneath this giant burning rock. The water was like aerosol coming up off of the ocean, entering into the upper atmosphere. This caused hurricane activity. The second part, hitting the earth, causing volcanoes to begin erupting, filling the atmosphere. Then I heard a voice, and it spoke a single word, and that word was Apophis. He said, I didn't even know what Apophis was. I never heard of Apophis. He said, so I did research. Come find out, NASA had discovered an asteroid way back in 2004, and they named it Apophis. And he says, Apophis is a real asteroid. NASA says it's coming so close to the Earth that it's going to knock out the satellites. It's moving at 28,000 miles an hour, and he believes that it will strike the Earth. And NASA says the date is, oh, get this, Friday the 13th, April 13th, 2029. Apophis, he says, is going to strike the Earth Friday, April the 13th, 2029. You see, the dates don't exactly line up, but considering this whole thing started 6,000 years ago, that's pretty close. Okay, now let's back up. Let's talk about what's really going on here. August the 8th of 2015, Saturday night, Lord, I don't have anything to say for the sermon tomorrow morning. What would you like to say? And for the first time in my life, I heard the audible voice of God speak audibly while I'm awake, looking at the same monitor setting in the same chair. And it said, this is the time of miracles. Then he continued to speak to my heart, saying, as judgment hits, so will my miracles. Miracles greater than anyone going back to Adam and Eve has ever seen. You tell them that I will never leave them nor forsake them. I will meet the devil step by step, inch for inch, pound for pound. Everything he does, I'm going to meet him. Then 4/18 of 2018, Pastor Massey called, said he was praying 3 o'clock in the morning. He said the Lord told him what is coming is not double portion miracles, but sevenfold miracles. July 16th of 2018, Prophet Sundar Salvage said 4 angels visited him, saying miracles, like we, the angels, have never seen, are about to hit the earth. January 13th, 2017, Neville Johnson out of Australia, He says, I saw the rise of great ministries such as Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, William Branham, T.L. Osborne, and many others. This became known as the 1948 Great Move of God. He said that shift occurred in the world and the church in 1948. And what had happened then is about to take place again, except it'll be seven times greater. The other side of the coin is this. God is about to empower the true church with such authority that has never been seen in the church, eclipsing even what the early church experienced. In fact, seven times greater. Then in 2012, we had Shane Warren come in and make a DVD for Prophecy Club. Part of what he said was this. I saw the church arise with healing in their wings for this moment. I saw God prospering. Oh, listen to this. I saw God prospering many, greatly, acquiring things and a great transfer of wealth. Is that what's about to happen with this thing with Donald Trump? Is that what is about to happen? I don't know. Prospering many, acquiring things and a great transfer of wealth coming into the hands of believers. Churches became cities of refuge. The body of Christ stood up like a mighty sleeping giant in the earth and began to minister. People were coming to them, signs, wonders, miracles were poured out all over America. I saw America being shaken as the worldly couldn't go to the government anymore, while they had to return to the church. Entire cities became cities of refuge. And in the cities, there was life, safety, peace, and the presence of God in the cities. People were running to the cities. Revival had arrived. But it was a two-sided coin. As judgment hit, so did God's miracle revival. As great inflation caused an economic storm, sound like what's going on now, an economic storm, great revival arrived. Let me read that again. As great inflation caused an economic storm, great revival arrived. God will raise up his church. Now, let me jump to the next topic that I feel led to talk about. That is, I heard, perhaps you folks heard the commercial there at the middle, but I'm going to go through that again. I'm asking everyone out there, what would you do if you knew that you had to tell someone the most important thing in the world, all people, nations, languages, tongues, every beating heart, every breathing lung, if you had to tell them the most important thing in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you, what would you do? Well, if you listen to this broadcast, I believe you'd probably tell them. So that brings us to the second question. What is the most important thing in the world? Well, the most important thing to do is to accept Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is do not take the mark of the beast. Because after everything is said and done, all of the judgment is handed out, all of the gifts after we get our glorified body, all of the judgment is all done, it's all done and over. There's only three groups of people. Those people whose name is in the book of life, they get eternal life. Those people whose name is not in the book of life, they're tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death or soul death. I'll give you scriptures in just a second. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The third group are those people that take the mark of the beast. Actually, there's four things. Two of them involve worship or bending the knee. Two of them involve taking a mark. The worship part is worshiping the beast or his image. I'll say it again. Worship the beast or his image, or taking the mark or the number of his name. Would you like to know what that mark and what the number of his name looks like? Well, I've arranged for you to be able to see it for free. Doesn't cost you a thing. You go to prophecyclub.com, you click in the resources tab at the top, and you go down to downloads, and you'll find eight images there. You're going to see both what two of them are just the image, the number of his name. You're going to see what that looks like, and that is confirmed. That is what it will look like. And the other one is what Ken Peter said he saw. I don't have a confirming word on that, but I think it's correct. Prophecyclub.com, go to the download section, and you can download them for free and email them around to your friends. Okay, so back to the point. The third group of people are those people taking the mark. Those people do not get soul death. They are tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone with the beast, the false prophet, and Satan for all eternity. You got scripture on that? Yes, I do. Revelation 14:9. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, I'm going to skip a few words here, and the smoke of the torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name. Okay, so they're tossed there with the devil, the beast, and the false prophet? Yep, Revelation 20:10 backs it up. No, Stan, you don't understand. There is no such thing as soul death. because my pastor told me that there is no death. It's just eternal separation from God. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus, Matthew 10:28, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to kill both body and soul in hell. Obadiah 1:16 says, and they shall be as though they had not been. No, Stan, you don't understand. My pastor told me that once saved, always saved. As soon as I asked Jesus in my heart, I could not lose that. Well, really? How about Ezekiel 3:20? It says, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. Ezekiel 3:20. Go check it out. So the point is, either they're in the book and get eternal life, they're not in the book and they get soul death, or they take the mark and they're tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone, which is torment forever and ever, the beast, the false prophet, and Satan. Okay, so how do we talk to them? How do we tell them don't do this? That is the question. Because most people these days don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. However, there is a bit of a shaking going on in the nation right now, and as we get closer to these things starting, more people would become interested because trouble in their life. But the best way to talk to them is to give them this book, Miss the Mark. See, Miss the Mark exposes the 9 deceptions of the beast, if it were possible, would deceive even the very elect. But brothers, sisters, you have to understand that the beast is not coming after those people that are not saved. They're already in his court. He's already got them in his pocket. He is coming after you. Look, the only ones that are going to resist the world government, the only ones that are going to resist the mark of the beast, the only ones going to resist the Antichrist are those people that have read Revelation 13. Revelation chapter 13, that's the only ones that are going to resist, and that is you. You need to read this book called Miss the Mark, and then you need to get in the hands of the other people out there. See, Lucifer had been given 6,000 years to prepare for a 3.5-year rule. This book is designed to be given to anyone. And let me just say something. In all the radio programs that I've done with Messiah's Branch, and God bless Dan Catlin and his wife Linda and Messiah's Branch, they are wonderful people. I know them personally. They have a wonderful message and ministry, and you should give to them. But in all of these radio programs, we have not been able to discern that one person has ordered anything from Prophecy Club. Not one person. And that's shocking, because if you care about your friends, neighbors, loved ones, your church friends, work friends, business friends, if you care about people around you, you don't want to see them tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast, false prophet, and Satan for all eternity with no hope to get out. This book, getting in their hands, will help. It's designed to be given to anyone. Even if they've never heard of the Bible, or maybe they're even another religion, it takes them from a blank page to making sure they will never take the mark of the beast. It's thin, it's simple, it's easy to read. And we offer it at Prophecy Club, one for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. We want you to give them away. That's the reason we're for high. So ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Shrink wrap set of 10 for 30, 2 sets of 10, 45, 4 sets for 70 at prophecyclub.com. Prophecyclub.com. Go and get the book. I'm not trying to make money on it, which is not a bad thing, but what I am trying to do is get it into your hands. Surely you can find $30 to go there and get 10 books, prophecyclub.com, and you hand them around. And I tell you right now, the first person needs to read it is you. If you think you can't be deceived, I don't have enough time tonight. If you don't think you can be deceived, I can tell you that the devil has some things he has put in place and in order. He's got it all set up. And if it was possible, it would deceive even the very elect. He's coming for you. You're the first person who needs to read the book. But when you read the book, you're probably going to hand this around to a lot of other people. Next thing you want to do is go and get my first book, which is called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. Very quickly, this is it. God showed me a vision. He showed me the Torah on the left side and the Revelation on the right side, and then like a stick of butter between them, which was really like a time tunnel. And he showed me that one word, first fruits in Leviticus, links to first fruits in Revelation, and it's a secret door linking the beasts to the prophecy. See, Revelation is not written in chronological order. Can't tell you how many arguments there's been over, no, this is not the way to happen. This goes here. Arguments over Revelation. This book, for the first time, puts the prophecies of Revelation in correct chronological order based upon the feasts. One prophetic word said this: There's a lock I put over a word in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to open it to you. It will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, 1 for $20, but don't do that either. This one's offered in shrink wrap sets of 5. 5 for $30, 10 for $55, also at prophecyclub.com. Now, what's coming? What is coming is a tribulation. What is coming is the greatest revival coupled with the greatest attacks in the world. And if you listen to this broadcast, you are called to be a watchman, and maybe even more. So we've also set up a sevenfold miracle crusade designed to teach you how to teach prophecy. I'm called to build an army of end-time prophecy teachers working miracles. Go to sevenfoldmiraclecrusades.com. It'll tell you all about it. At this crusade, you come in. I'm going to teach you how to understand Bible prophecy. I'm going to anoint you with oil. And Pastor Dan can tell you about when I anoint people for oil. He became a prophet when that happened. Anyway, anoint you with oil to receive the revelation anointing so you can understand and teach Bible prophecy, and it will happen. My wife, a prophet, will anoint you with her honor oil, and she's going to pray that you get a prophetic anointing so that you can better hear the voice of God, dreams, visions, angel visits, and to be able to walk in those sevenfold miracles when they arrive. Sevenfoldmiraclecrusades.com. It's extremely important to get this. Yes, I know other folks that listen to this broadcast, they haven't ordered in the past. But I'm telling you this time, see, all the other times I told you, send all your money to Pastor Dan. But in this case, I'm telling you, you need to respond. You need to go to prophecyclub.com. You need to order those two books. You go to Sevenfold Miracle Crusades. You need to get signed up for that crusade. Now, we don't have a date. Part of that is the coronavirus. I mean, Hyatt shut down all of its hotels nationwide for 6 weeks. Can't do anything about that. But we will have a date. We will have it starting. Go there. Sign up. We'll let you know when we get it all started. And we're going to do it as soon as possible, hopefully here in the next 2 or 3 months. Back to you, Pastor Dan.
Okay. I could comment on a lot of that. Let me throw this in. Let me talk about the oil for just a second. You know, I did come to that. It was prophets, pastors, and something else crusade. You asked me to come if I was going to come and help out, and I said, yeah. But anyway, I didn't expect really, I wasn't really coming to get anointed, but you know, I came up there and I got anointed, and you dumped a lot of oil on my head, but I will tell you this straight out. Well, I was always, you know, hearing from the Father, hearing in that voice. It was like somebody turned up the volume after that. It was clear, and I've been receiving much better ever since. There was a definite change, and that's also what right after got me into the ministry that I'm into right now, is because I started hearing more and more clear. So I highly recommend that. Back to you for a minute.
Well, brothers and sisters, here's what I think is happening. I think this coronavirus doesn't make any difference how bad it is or how far it goes or where it started, where it's going to end. It is the excuse. I believe the coronavirus is going to bring in a new government for America in general and the new world government to the world in specific. I believe it is in the process of bringing in Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the wicked or the wealth of the sinner is turned over to the just. We are in a transition of change, and it may very well be, we'll at least watch for it, on about or around April 8th through 12th. If we hear that long, loud horn honk or whatever it sounds like, the graves burst open, all our electronics go dead, we know what happened. Now, will it happen? I do not know. And please do not say that's what I'm saying. I am not saying that. Quote me correctly. But what I am saying is watch for it. And when you do hear that horn honk, and if those graves pop open, you will then know what happened. Pastor Dan?
Hey, Stan. They can find everything they need to know at prophecyclub.com?
Yeah. There you go. Okay, so our website is prophecyclub.com. You get the books there, prophecyclub.com. And if you want to watch our DVDs instantly, go to watchprophecyclub.com. Our YouTube Prophecy Club channel has awesome videos and audios of our radio program. And as a matter of fact, my personal email, I'll even give that, is askstan@prophecyclub.com. Go to Sevenfold Miracle Crusades and get signed up for the crusade so that we can make you a part of the servants that are helping build the kingdom of God in the days ahead will teach you how to teach prophecy and also how to walk and work in sevenfold miracles. That's the point of it, like nothing else you've ever been around. Sevenfold
miracles. Okay, Dan, I got to go. It's live radio. Goodbye, be blessed, and come back again. But I got to go. It's live radio.
God bless.
Folks, that was prophecyclub.com, Stan Johnson. We must remember there is only one true God. He is your father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Pray about supporting this ministry. We're out there working. We really need your help. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch. We'll